This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As we talk about the quarterback situations for both these teams, and specifically the New York Giants, as I'm sitting here debating whether they should get Jameis Winston or, you know, Russell Wilson, or obviously even Aaron Rodgers, who I'm sure many people feel like that's a dumb option. Like, I just, as we sit here and we don't know what's going to happen at the top of the draft, and the Giants sitting in this third spot where there is no guaranteed path. Like, that's the, like, there is no way to guarantee that they get this quarterback, right? Cleveland might draft a quarterback now. Who knows that Russell Wilson's been connected to Tennessee. Tennessee's been open to do whatever with that first overall pick. Who knows how they feel about Cam Ward now that they've had a chance to talk to him, be in the same room with him. They'll watch him throw on his pro day. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. And that leads to the question. I know a caller had it today with Tiki and Evan about winning that game against the Colts and tanking. And Tiki really went on a big time rant about anti-tanking. And listen to it right here.
Loss. You don't try to lose, dude. I mean, I wish you'd called earlier. I wish you had called earlier, but that's the most ridiculous phone call I've ever heard in my life. No player or coach is ever going to try to lose a football game.
I don't get
that. And if someone calls the station again and says they should lose a game, I'm hanging up on you and banning you from the station. It's the stupidest, most ridiculous thing I've ever freaking heard. So stop saying lose games, so you can draft higher. The draft is not a guarantee. Rookies suck too, by the way. So forget thinking you're going to change your franchise by losing games. It doesn't work that way, because you end up firing people. Everybody has a negative connotation about the organization. Free agents don't come, and it all starts because you want to lose one game. But you want to lose one game, then you want to lose four games, and you want to lose 10 games, and you want to suck, suck, suck. And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
That's well
so
said.
Stop calling and saying lose games. I hate it. You guys drive me freaking insane.
He's passionate about this, and I understand why a former player is. And I do agree with the first statement out of his mouth that no coach or player tries to lose a game. And I think we need to understand that when people say tanking, like, no one expects the coach to call a bad play or a play he doesn't think will be successful on purpose. We don't expect the player to drop a football. We don't expect them to throw an interception on purpose. No one is saying that the players should go out there and lose. But I got to be totally honest with you. I disagree with the other part about the draft being a crapshoot. Sure, it's a crapshoot. Absolutely. It's a crapshoot. The Giants now have to trade draft equity in further crapshoots to move up and take the quarterback that they'd be able to take without trading if they lost the game against the Colts. It sets you up. And again, the idea that no franchise has been turned around by losing, I can count them. I can look inside the division over to Washington and how losing games got them Jaden Daniels and transformed the organization. Like, that, the only, like, it's a crapshoot. What does it get you? Losing, or, you know, again, no one is saying I want them to lose from the beginning, but let's specifically, the caller was talking about that Colts game. Are the Giants not losers because they won that Colts game? Or are they losers? They're still losers. I don't know what the third win of the season gets you, other than moving down in that crapshoot that you have to be involved in anyway. I'd rather take my best odds in the crapshoot than win a third game. Like, there is a level of where it starts to make sense. Right? Right now, there are crazy Yankee fans who think the Yankees should just tank the season because there's no chance of winning the World Series, and it's the same crap since 09. Those people are crazy. Right now at the New York Giants, I think they have a good enough offense where if they get a quarterback who can function, I think they have a chance to score some points and win some games. I'm rooting for them to win every game they could possibly win. But once it gets to a point, and the second to last game of the year with two wins is that point, I don't understand why we're so afraid to just admit, I want what's best for the franchise. And what's best for the franchise is losing that game. And I'm sorry, yes, I don't want Malik Nabers dropping the ball on purpose, but he doesn't have to play the second half. He doesn't. He doesn't even have to play in that game. He's had he had a concussion injury earlier in the year. Sit him down for the game. The Giants, I don't think anyone can argue. You can argue tanking, this, that, and the other. Would the Giants be in a better position right now if they had the first pick in the draft? Would we all feel better, or do we feel better that they won that third game of the year? Like, do we remember that game? Was it exciting? Was it great? Do we have a lot of fun? Because right now, I'd rather know I have my options of quarterbacks. I'd like to have my pick of the quarterback position. I get what he's saying. I do. And there's where he goes 4-8. Yeah, there's a line in the sand. I agree. No one's calling for tanking until the season's over. And, you know, the idea that nobody will come here, we'll see. They're a better. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is considering picking the Steelers over the Giants because the Giants are losers. It's because the roster isn't very good right now. And that's why they're losers. I can make an argument that I'm less of a loser if I'm trying to lose. They're trying to win and losing. Those are the real losers. But without a quarterback, Slayton was looking to go elsewhere. He returned. They obviously get Paulson Adebo, who was one of the better cornerbacks on the market, coming back from a leg injury, but one of the better cornerbacks out there. He signed a contract. Like, the idea that no one would come here, or that, you know, they're better off winning that final game. Like, and it's not just I understand Tiki's point. I just don't understand why we're so afraid to admit what's better for the franchise. And I don't know how you can make a case winning that game against the Colts was better for that team. They would be in a better place right now if they lost that game. They'd be in a better place. Everything's a crapshoot, of course. But I'd rather have the better odds in the crapshoot than win a meaningless last game, home game of the year. Like, there's lines of it. This isn't a clear cut, hey, the Giants aren't good enough this year, I hope they lose every game. No one would say that at the start of the year. If they did, they're idiots. But if you're in November and you're 1-7, like, you're going to feel less of a loser if you win four games that year as opposed to two? Free agents are going to go, hey, look, I wasn't even going to consider the Giants, but then they won that game against the Colts. I can see that they're building a winning culture there. They didn't allow themselves to lose that last home game. I feel much better about where the franchise is. I can just tell you now, as we sit and wait for who the quarterback is, and whether or not Rodgers wants to come, whether or not Russell Wilson's the guy, whatever the case may be, knowing that both of those options only work if you have the young quarterback with them. Right now, the Giants aren't in a position to do it, and if they lost the Colts game, they would have been.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's pretty plain. That's pretty just straightforward. That's a fact. And part of the reason I'm excited to draft the young quarterback is I don't have to root for losses anymore. Once you have the quarterback, then I feel like the tanking is less of a thing, particularly you're tanking particularly for quarterbacks. Because those are the game changers. Those are the franchise changers. Those are the players who transform a Washington Commanders team who is sitting right there with the Giants as one of the worst teams in football. In fact, got their ass kicked most of the time by the Giants over the last handful of years. And suddenly, within 1 year, have thrusted themselves into the NFC Championship game. They traded for Tunsil earlier in the day. They're fixing their offensive line. They've added more weapons in the wide receiver game. Like, they are now suddenly one of the two or three best teams in the NFC. And they didn't do it by winning out meaningless games at the end of the year. They did it by finding their franchise quarterback. And until you have one, I will move heaven and earth. I will lose. I will beg, steal, and borrow to get that quarterback. Because that's the name of the game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.